We're talking to you at home. Where do you live these days?
Right now, I'm between Montrose and Ridgeway on a back road in the middle of aspens and scrub oak and pine trees and blue spruce.
Do you have any other homes, or is that your sole residence these days?
Well, as soon as the leaves start changing or anything else happens, then we'll head down to Tucson, Arizona to do winter down there. So we're kind of like snowbirds.
That's quite an existence, Mr. Nakai, dividing your time between Western Colorado and Tucson.
Yeah, it's been quite interesting.
How does it provide creative inspiration for you living in two places?
Well, Tucson is mainly, you know, northern Mexico and Sonora. And I kind of see that, you know, when we head all the way back up to Utah and all of those places on our different touring schedule. But this place here in western Colorado near Montrose and everything is like, this is the place where part of my people came from, and this is a place where I get a lot of my inspiration just being, you know, out here in the middle of the wilderness. We have no lawn. The, as people call it, the weeds grow right up to our porch, you know, and that's the way we like it. And we're always in nature. There are hummingbirds, there are ground squirrels, there are red-capped mountain squirrels, there are chipmunks, there are coyotes, there are bobcats, there are all kinds of stuff around us. The elk ladies walk through every once in a while.
So you're playing with the quartet these days. What direction are you taking the quartet?
Well, this one started out to be the ultimate of what I would be doing with the music, but I think it's going to change again. We've included a new bass player who is schooled in formal music training, and so that helps quite a bit. And then, of course, I have Amo Chip, who's also a pianist and a vocalist, having been schooled in vocal music when he was much younger, and being forced, as he says, to play the piano, which he didn't think would amount to much, but he's been, you know, very good at what he does. And Will Plippman, of course, the world percussionist that I work with, and then myself. So we're working on a more danceable kind of sound that incorporates jazz and a little bit of rock and roll and a little bit of formal music all at once. And I think Will called it native multicultural jazz.
Are you going into the studio anytime soon to bring in any of this vision to a recording?
Well, we're going to have a pre-release, which we had to do kind of in secret because the distribution company, you know, would like to release it at a later date. And so we'll have those recordings available. And I think we added a T-shirt to the whole thing just to celebrate this new quartet. So a little bit more danceable in what we call What Lies Beyond.
Sounds like you're very happy with the result.
Yeah, I pretty much am, you know. But, of course, I'd really like to get into a lot of percussion work that, you know, is being done by many Latino groups and other organizations, just to get people moving and off their chairs.
Art Carlos Nakai, thanks for taking some time from your morning to talk to us there in beautiful western Colorado, and we're looking forward to your performance here in Durango, sir.
Mm-hmm. So are we, and we should all have a good time when we get there.